looks like I'm back gone for another half hour. And yeah, it's Lenny again with Kara, and it's 11:32 a.m.
Hello.
Yeah, so I'm sorry again, tread lightly, Lisa, if you're listening or sleeping. I don't know. And yeah, I don't know. I thought the other guy would be on for half an hour, but I'll be here again for another to 12 p.m. And what should we talk about now?
The Olympics. Aren't you going to check out a big hockey game this evening?
Well, I don't know. It's like I haven't been a big fan of CTV.
Yeah, I have to say that I was interested to see how CTV was going to, you know, do the whole Olympic things. I do have to admit, I do miss the CBC coverage.
Totally. I still miss the CBC.
Not the same. Yeah. I caught some of actually the NBC coverage as well, but I channel flicker. Yeah.
I know.
I go from TSN and
I check my Bell TV. I don't have Sportsnet. I'm like, the heck's going on?
Yeah, I definitely flick through at least like four channels every day as I'm watching. I've been glued actually to the television with the Olympics this year.
Yeah, and I've been watching on HD for CTV. Not too bad.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Yeah, yesterday was a big day too.
Is it me or are people not liking the Olympic morning hosts?
Personally myself, I mean, I don't really particularly enjoy like Ben Mulrooney.
I know, yeah.
I actually don't know anyone who is a particular fan of him. I just find extremely irritating.
Yeah.
I don't
know about the two MTV hosts, MTV Canada hosts.
Yeah, I mean, I do have to admit, I am a sucker for MTV coverage. Or the shows on the network, Dan and Jesse. I mean,
I don't know who are these two. I didn't know that Dan is Eugene Levy's son.
Yeah, you mean to tell me, Lenny, you've never watched The Hills After Show?
I don't really care about MTV Canada.
Well, I enjoy it. I mean, I think it's kind of cool that, you know, Olivia Jasmine, who's actually an Ottawa native.
Yeah, I heard about that,
doing some things, and Darren Jones. But, I mean, it appeals to a different type of audience, obviously.
I mean, what's the morning? Like, there's nothing happening in the morning in Fan City. I'm Vancouver. Wrestler.
My favorite, actually, was the other day when they had cast members of Corner Gas to do some commentary about the dance. God. At figure skating, I just felt as though, like, why are these people even in studio answering these questions? It was kind of funny.
So what'd you think of the ski cross?
Oh, I love the ski cross. It's probably one of my favorite things to watch.
I know I heard people not liking the commentator for the snowboard pipe, half pipe or whatever it was.
I mean, I didn't mind it. I just like watching
some guy named Jamie Campbell from Sportsnet. I heard he was pretty, I heard people always say he was just awful.
Oh, I didn't mind him. Personally, myself, it was fine. But I love watching all those kinds of things, like the sports from the X Games, the extreme element to the Olympics, I guess you could say.
But gnarly.
Gnarly.
I don't know what other things are there. Groovy or no.
Gnarly, yeah.
Yeah. And what else to expect? Yeah, Canada-Russia tonight.
Canada-Russia.
Quarterfinals, but give me a break. I thought it'd be like later.
Yeah.
That's like do or die.
I know. It's kind of crazy that it's happening now, but definitely will be a good show. And then also it's the women's two bobsled as well, and there's a chance for us to have maybe two medals. So
what do you think of owning the podium? I don't know if it's considered a bust.
I was hoping it was going to happen yesterday with the ladies ski cross, but I mean, we still got gold, which is awesome.
Well, finally got some gold.
We're just one gold behind the U.S., so I mean, we're doing pretty good.
Well, we haven't got, like, they said we're supposed to have 30 medals all together, but looks like we're not on goal for that. It's like the Americans have taken over it.
Yeah, the American zone, I guess. But we're doing amazing.
Yeah, hopefully Joni Richard will get a medal. I don't care if it's gold or not, but at least she'll get a medal.
I hope so too. I really do.
But she was third, so I was a surprise.
Yeah, I definitely, when she finished the skating yesterday and she got off the ice, she just started to cry. I think she lost it. And I think we all kind of did, seeing her, you know, crying.
To me, I don't feel, after Olympics are done, I don't think I'll miss it because I don't even really care. I don't really care because it was the CBC.
I mean, I've always cared, but it's kind of cool, you know, Vancouver Olympics. I used to live out there. For some reason, I always thought I'd be out there during these Olympics, but my friends out there are saying it's crazy.
But I love how the Bell game interview with Andrew said she doesn't like Vancouver.
Oh, I'm sure she...
I don't know. Maybe it's just the art scene.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Vancouver's a great town, but I think she was referring to maybe the arts and culture. I mean, Montreal is definitely happening a lot more than maybe like Vancouver.
Well, they had stars a few days ago performing live.
Yeah, I mean, when I was out there, I lived out there for some time. I mean, I checked out a lot of a lot of shows, and I definitely enjoyed my time in Vancouver.
Yeah, I'm playing the theme again. some silly theme. And what else is happening this week?
Well, I'm going to see if I can check out a few shows as well. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Bonje, so I would love to check out.
I meant for the Olympics.
Oh, the Olympics.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to the hockey, obviously. I mean, yeah. I think every kind of Canadian.
I don't know if I'll be watching any games because my bird just wants to tape his crap shows.
Big fan of Lost.
That was Lost. I didn't mind. I was watching Lost.
I don't watch Lost, but I was noticing pretty... in my Twitter feed that he would spoil things for people. And
yeah, he doesn't care. He likes to spoil things. But it was pretty gruesome last night. There was one scene that was pretty gruesome.
I've never really got into that show, to be honest.
Well, some guy was on Degrassi.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. And yeah, I don't know what's on tonight.
Yeah, it's just the hockey and the bobsled. And
I know, usually Wednesday night I just watch Dragon's Den, but it's a repeat.
Wednesday. I have to say, on Wednesday nights I check out MTV and I watch The Real World.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
I wonder those people you hate, Lenny.
The only thing that sucks now for MTV... States is like they got rid of the music television part on their logo.
Yeah, I know that just happened recently. I mean,
they don't play music videos anymore, man. This day and age.
Who does anymore? I mean, I catch up with music videos maybe here and
online.
There.
Yeah, but I see like some of the Canadian music videos I've seen online. It seems to be in HD.
Oh wow!
Haven't seen any mainstream videos are in HD, but maybe when
yeah,
I saw.
Yeah, I catch everything online. I
think when I saw the Barbara Walters interview with Lady Gaga, it looked like it was in HD.
Oh, okay.
Some of her videos are widescreen. My goodness.
My mom was actually wondering why she looked like she was 95 years old in that interview, but I told her she was trying to look like Barbara Walters, which I thought was kind of fun.
And I'm wondering if Andrew? No, Al? I don't know if the ball game is still listening live. Oh my goodness.
Maybe.
We're just hearing us chatter for another 20 minutes now.
Play a song.
I'll probably play a new Caribou song.
Oh, okay, right on.
Yeah. Because I know, seems like I'm playing some new songs. I'm wondering the show next day, whatever school me is going to be playing him again. I'm guessing my prediction is he's going to play Brooklyn Social Scene's new song tomorrow morning. I wonder if he's listening in. Whatever school me. So here's a. New song from Caribou.
She can say.
Odessa by Caribou from the upcoming album Swim. What'd you think of that song?
Oh, I liked it.
It's pretty catchy.
I remember them like way back in the day when they were called Manitoba, was it? Or I think they used to be called that, or don't remember.
Caribou, I don't know. Not sure. So yeah, I'm here for another 15 minutes. I can't believe another. I didn't expect to do another 2-hour show and said I thought I'd be doing 90 minutes.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, I think hopefully everyone will be back by next week. Back to their usual time.
Yes, everyone's busy with school.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Yeah. I assume too. And anything happening for this week?
I think we pretty much covered it. But what are you been listening to yourself lately?
Just the usual stuff, I guess. Yeah. I'm finally back to listening to, well, maybe I shouldn't say it, but yeah, CBC Radio 3. Since you're live at the...
I know, you always... I notice, like...
Stromboli show. Always.
Yeah, every Sunday night.
Yeah, I missed it this past Sunday night, man.
Oh, yeah, because of... Yeah. Wood pigeon.
I was hoping to play Wood Pigeon song, but I just can't find it.
I love Wood Pigeon. If you haven't listened to Wood Pigeon, I would urge everyone to check out Wood Pigeon.
I think my interview will be airing probably late next month. I don't know. I haven't decided which one, because I have a couple more interviews to hear. Yeah.
You'll catch up.
Yeah. And, I usually listen to the Strombo show on Sunday nights.
I know, we interrupted that for you this week.
Yeah, I'd listen a bit on the West Coast, like 11 p.m., so I couldn't listen to the whole thing. But usually, they post up the playlist on his Facebook page.
Oh, okay. I know that you were saying that he typically plays You Say Party, You Say Die.
Yeah, every week. Yeah, I didn't expect that. Yeah, I guess we'll play another You Say Party, We Say Die as well.
I love that song. We Say Die. I never get sick of it.
Yeah, I can't get... Yeah, I'm playing something else right now. I have trouble saying their album name. XXX. Four X's.
Four X's.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I first happened, because I kept reminding me of the XX, you know, the actual band.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with that one. I always hear about that one.
Yeah, they're amazing. I think actually a friend of mine just sent me the lineup for the Bonnaroo down in Tennessee. Coming up, and they're going to be part of that lineup. And they're a great band. You should definitely check them out. They're from, you know, obviously over in the UK, I believe.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to play Make X, 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 X. And someone's just calling in. So, yeah, hold on. So, yeah, here's UC Perry Beach Day with Make X, 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 on CKCU 93.1 FM. UC Party Reset Die with Make X, 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 Thunder album X, 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 X. Oh my god, it's like a ton, so hard to say the four X's.
And
handle it. Yeah, and it's 11:52 and you're still tuned into CKCU 93.1 FM and online at CKCUFM.com. And it's me, Lenny, and Kara.
Hello.
For 8 more minutes, and I guess hopefully this is our final sign off.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's not snowing out there. Driving down here kind of sucked with the snow snowing out there.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah, it was so slushy. Yeah, finally get snow. But
yeah, I think the canal was temporarily closed for the time being. I don't know if it's going to be reopened soon.
Did you skate this year?
No.
You were injured.
So many injuries this year that unfortunately I didn't get around to skating, sadly enough.
Swing rumbled. Jeez. Oh, it was your phone.
Yeah, sorry. My phone there.
And
yeah, I wanted to go skating just because of my bad snowboard fall. I didn't get around to it, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully next year, I guess.
And I guess we still have a few more time to talk before I play another song. And then after that song, we get to the BBC World News, World Service News.
Yeah.
That was the worst British accent I tried.
Was that a British accent?
I tried to do a British accent.
Yeah, I'm terrible with accents. I wish I could do the Australian accent.
Good day, matey.
Water. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And I guess I'm going to play The Balconies with Ghost Fever before we end off.
I noticed that they were playing a private show a couple of days ago.
Were they?
It just popped up in my Twitter feed.
I didn't know. I don't know. I know that they're, I think they finished up their Eastern Coast tour.
Oh, okay.
So I guess Ottawa's their final tour. I don't know. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to see them soon again.
Yeah. And I guess I'll give a shout out to Brian and Brian if they're listening. If not, whatever.
Yeah, the two B's.
And who else am I forgetting? I didn't know that blogger that was on that came on Monday that also interviewed a Bell Game.
Jessica or?
Yeah, her. I didn't know she listened to my show. I'm like, I'm so flattered.
Aw, that's nice of her to say that to you.
No, I shouldn't say it to me. She said to my brother. I was like,
oh, okay.
I'm like, she listens to my show.
Oh, people listen? Wow.
Yeah.
That's so good. No, that's good, Lenny.
I didn't know. Well, even though I do a off slack job, I don't know.
No, well, you're learning, right?
Yeah, I'm still learning, yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, you should have learned too. It's easy to.
No, yeah, I would love to.
Manda controls. Yeah, sometimes. Lovely, nice mics.
Take over your show for you.
Yeah, I need to take a break. That'd be nice. So, yeah, before I head off, here's The Balconies, who will be performing at Black Sheep Inn on Friday. And here's Ghost Fever. So, finally, final goodbye. This time I should say goodbye.
Thank you for having me again.
So, BBC World News will be coming afterwards. So, see ya.